Book 12. The Sirens, Scylla, Charybdis, and the Kine of the Sun. After our ship had left the current of the ocean stream and come into the waters of the open sea and to the island of Eia, where is the dwelling of the early dawn, its dancing ground and place of rising, as we ran in, we beached our ship among the sands, and forth we went ourselves upon the shore, where, falling fast asleep, we awaited sacred dawn. But when the early rosy-fingered dawn appeared, I sent men forward to the house of Circe to fetch the body of dead Elpenor. Then, hastily cutting logs where the coast stood out most boldly, we buried him, in sadness, letting the big tears fall. After the dead was burned and the armor of the dead man, we raised a mound and dragged a stone upon it and fixed on the mound's highest point his shapely oar. With all this we were busied. Nevertheless, our coming from the house of Hades was not concealed from Circe, but quickly she arrayed herself and came to meet us. Her maids bore bread and stores of meat and ruddy sparkling wine, and standing in the midst of all, the heavenly goddess said, "Madman, who have gone down alive into the house of Hades, thus twice to meet with death while others die but once? Come, eat this food and drink this wine here for today, and when tomorrow comes you shall set sail. I will myself point out the way and fully show you all, lest by unhappy lack of skill you be distressed on sea or land and suffer harm." So she spoke, and our high hearts assented. Thus all throughout the day till setting sun we sat and feasted on abundant meat and pleasant wine. And when the sun had set and darkness came, my men lay down to sleep by the ship's cables. But leading me by the hand apart from my good comrades, the goddess bade me sit, herself reclined beside me, and asked me for my story. So I related all the tale in its due order, and thus spoke potent Circe. "All this is ended now, but listen to what I say, and God himself shall help you to remember. First, you will meet the Sirens, who cast a spell on every man who goes their way. Whoso draws near unwarned and hears the Sirens' voices, by him no wife nor little child shall ever stand, glad at his coming home. For the Sirens cast a spell of penetrating song, sitting within a meadow. Nearby is a great heap of rotting human bones. Fragments of skin are shriveling on them. Therefore, sail on, and stop your comrades' ears with sweet wax kneaded soft, that none of the rest may hear. If you yourself will listen, see that they bind you hand and foot on the swift ship, upright against the mast block. Round it let the rope be wound, that so with pleasure you may hear the siren's song. But if you should entreat your men and bid them set you free, let them with still more fetters bind you fast.